CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
I said, you know, Brent.
Was the one who said
that. Honey, come on downstairs. I'm home.
I certainly know you're home with all the car honking and singing the car.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Don't you realize it's 2 in the morning?
Boy, wait till you see what I brought home. Come on, Brent. Bring in my great, big, beautiful baby. Bring him in.
I got him.
Careful now. Careful now. Don't drop him.
Now, listen, I'm carrying him as if he were pure gold.
Yeah.
Where do I put him, Mr. Isaac Walton?
Well, let's see. Let's give him a place of honor. I'll put him on the sofa. There. Why is he a beauty? How about it, huh?
Oh, I got a hand of you, pal. Greatest bit of angling I ever saw. The way you played him along. Finally hauled him in.
That one moment there where I thought I'd lost him.
Yeah. But you played it smart. You really did.
Yeah.
Do you realize it's 2 in the morning? Golly. It's one thing to go on a weekend fishing trip, but when you're going to be this late.
Come on downstairs, will you? Honey, I got a surprise for you.
I can't come down. I have my hair up.
Oh, golly. Fred has seen women in curlers before. Put something around your head and come on down here. Oh, honey, for Pete's sake, what are you doing?
Boy, women.
What do you mean, boy, women? Naturally, we were worried. None of you men phoned your wives, and with all this 4th of July traffic,
yeah, well, that's why we were so late, honey. The roads were jammed.
We did stop to phone several times. We couldn't even get a phone.
Oh,
yeah, but never mind that, will you? Let's tell her the news, Fred. Come on. You ready? Now, brace yourself, honey. Brace yourself. I got a muskie.
You what?
I got a muskie.
You gotta do what?
Oh, gotta do what? I went fishing and I caught a muskie.
Oh. Uh-huh. Is that good?
Is that good, she says.
I heard her. Again, I say women.
Well, I don't know one fish from the other. Don't get so mad at me. When I was little, I fished with angleworms in a pool, and I just caught sunfish. No, I caught something else one time, too. What was it?
I don't know what it was. Listen, I was just fly casting. I was just casting for bass, you see. We never dreamt that there'd be any muskies around. Did we, Fred?
No, and I tell you, when he grabbed your hook.
What is that awful-looking fish, dear? The awful-looking fish with square head with what looks like antennas. Honestly, it scared me, so I dropped the pole in the water. I was just a kid. What do you call those?
I don't know. Anyhow, listen, will you? As I said, here I was just casting for bass. See, when all of a sudden...
Bullhead, that's what I call
it. All right, okay, bullhead. Terrible. Fine, listen to what I caught, will you, honey? Anyhow, all of a sudden, wham, he grabs this hook, and Fred, sitting here, Fred here yelled, it's a muskie.
Yeah, it's a muskie, I yelled.
Tell her what I caught him with.
He caught him with a bucktail fly on a number 8 hook.
Oh, uh-huh. Well...
Guess how much he weighs?
Oh, well, dear, I wouldn't have any idea.
Just guess.
50 pounds?
Oh, no. I mean, he weighed 21 pounds and 6 ounces.
Well, I wouldn't feel too bad to have the sunfish I used to get from
I feel wonderful. What are you talking about? 21 pounds, 6 ounces, that's a big fish.
Your old man was quite a celebrity. Everybody taking pictures of him.
Yeah, it was
beautiful the way you brought that baby in. And with that light line.
Yeah, it was tricky, all right. Yeah, I had to play him along, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, I want you to see him. Honey. Uh-huh. Now, come in the living room. Fred, unveil the muskie. Ready? Lift the paper off.
And you've got that dirty old fish on my couch.
He's not a dirty old fish.
Can you get that clean young fish right off it? We just had this recovered. Oh, look, it's all wet and slimy and dripping.
Yeah, I guess it is dripping a little bit, pal. Maybe you'd better take him out.
All right. I'll put him on the back porch, for Pete's sake.
Hold the paper under it. Don't let it drip all over the rug, sir.
I guess I'd better run along. Good night. I'll see you, pal.
And bring back a cloth from the kitchen. Honest. Oh, yes. Good night, Fred. Idea of putting a fish on a couch in the living room. You know, you talk about women being peculiar. I say, really, men.
Yeah, well, good night.
Yeah, good night, Fred. Boy, all I can say is you certainly know how to take the starch out of a man. Only a little ice water, anyhow. You don't seem to realize that catching a 21-pound, 6-ounce muskie is absolutely sensational.
Well, I'm sorry. Wasn't it a muskie you caught once before?
Well, nothing like this, for heaven's sake. Right, when we got back to the dock and the news spread around, you know that guys drove from miles away just to see my muskie?
Well, I'm sorry, dear, but I guess I was just worried because you were so late. It's wonderful to have such a nice big fish. Who'll we ask?
About what?
For dinner.
For dinner? Dinner, we're not eating him.
Oh, well, isn't that the kind you can eat?
It is not the kind that you eat. It's the kind you stuff and put on a plaque and hang on the wall.
Well,
you don't seem to understand that I caught the largest muskie probably ever caught in this state.
Yeah, listen, did you say you put that fish on the back porch?
Yes, and I'm going to find a taxidermist tomorrow, and I...
Sounds like our cats, and they're fighting.
Look, never mind the cats, will you? I want to tell you something. Those cats are fighting all the time, anyhow. The point is...
The point is the cats are on the back porch, and don't cats like fish?
Oh! Well, oh, my muskie! My muskie, my beautiful muskie!
More from the couple next door in just a moment.
Laura, Mrs. James and I both say you're the best housekeeper we know.
You wouldn't say that today. I'm getting ready for the painters. Lately, I've had headaches and muscular aches and pains. Can't do half I should.
Don't just put up with discomfort like that. For relief, try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
Dear, is the fish all right? Did the cats get at it? Let me see. Oh, honey, how awful.
Hold the back door open. I'll bring him in.
Put him on the kitchen table, dear. It's all right. It's just a plastic tablecloth. Oh, it isn't too bad, dear.
Look at his head.
Well, I'll bet the taxidermist can fix that, honey. Now, don't worry. Oh, sweetheart, you feel awful, don't you?
I only remember feeling this way once before in my life. I haven't thought of it since. I was just a kid. I dropped my teddy bear out the window of a train, and Mother said, "There, now you see, it's gone forever."
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now this isn't gone forever. Most of the muskie is all right. And after the taxidermist sews him up, he may just have a couple of scars on his head, dear. Now, don't think about that. He really is a beauty. Come on. Cheer up. I'll fix some cars. Tell me again how you caught him.
No, it's late. Let's get to bed.
You caught him with a wingtail fly on a number 6 hook. Go on, tell me all about it. I want to hear.
Bucktail fly, for Pete's sake. On a number 8 hook.
Oh, bucktail number 8. Uh-huh.
Well, that's the thing, you see. I mean, it's almost impossible.
Uh-huh.
See, when he grabbed my hook and he leaped out of the water, Fred yelled, "It's a bucktail."
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.